from Storyflow. This is your daily audio brief. It's Jessica, July 28th. The news desk. 10 stories. Here's the one that opens it. Let's get into it. First, from Times of India. French wildfire created a monster cloud, unleashing lightning that ignited more fires. The blaze out near Salmos has been massive. Over 420 square kilometers of forest and scrub have turned to ash, and the whole area's been under evacuation orders. What's striking is that the fire actually cooked up its own thunderstorm, a pyrocumulonimbus cloud that sparked lightning and whipped up fierce, erratic winds. Those bolts have ignited fresh spot fires, so the danger keeps shifting even as crews try to contain the original front. It's the first time France has logged a fire-generated storm like this, and scientists are already digging into how rising temperatures might be making such extreme fire weather combos more common. The takeaway? One wildfire can become a self-sustaining weather system, and that's a new challenge for everyone on the ground. Next. Second, from Mongabay. French wildfire created a monster cloud, unleashing lightning that ignited more fires. So a huge wildfire in southwest France got so big that it created its own thunderstorm, basically. This is called a pyrocumulonimbus, and it's a really rare phenomenon where a wildfire's smoke column gets tall enough to form a thunderstorm. In this case, the storm generated lightning that struck the ground and started new fires, which is pretty unusual. The firefighters in France said they'd never seen anything like this before, and it's making the situation really tough to manage. The winds from the storm are also super unpredictable, which means the fire could spread in any direction. It's not just being driven by the surrounding weather anymore, it's actually creating its own weather patterns. This is a big deal because it makes the fire harder to contain, and it's also a sign of just how intense the wildfire is. The fact that it's generating its own thunderstorm is a pretty clear indication of its size and power. I'll keep an eye on this and let you know if there are any updates. Up next. Third, from Independent. French wildfire created a monster cloud, unleashing lightning that ignited more fires. A wildfire in southwest France grew so powerful that its towering smoke column became a thunderstorm, generating lightning that struck the ground and ignited new fires beyond the original blaze, French officials said. And then, fourth, from Storyflow. AI, Daily AI, Brief, July 27th. From Storyflow, this is your daily audio brief. Theo here. July 27th, Tech Desk. 5 stories from the last 24 hours. Here's where I'd start. Let's get into it. First, from Bayer Blog. Teaching LLMs to update beliefs for efficient long-horizon interaction. I've been digging into this new ABEL framework, and the thing that really sticks out is how they treat the summary as a belief state that gets updated step by step, instead of just shoving the whole history into the model. Next. Fifth, from Storyflow. Comedy. Daily Comedy Brief. July 27th. From Storyflow, this is your daily audio brief. Wit. July 27th. 7 from the writers' rooms and the open mics. Here's the one I keep thinking about. Let's get into it. First, from The Hard Times. Festival goers not sure whether bluegrass band from Appalachians or Brooklyn. At the Champlain Americana Festival in Burlington, the crowd spent more time guessing the origins of the bluegrass quintet Green Label Blues than listening to the set. Up next, sixth, from Storyflow, Parenting. Daily Parenting Brief. July 27th. From Storyflow. This is your daily audio brief. Chloe, July 27th. Quick run through 10 health stories. Let's start with the longevity piece. Let's get into it. First, from Technosapiens, Brains Are Not Computers. A recent essay highlights the limitations of our current understanding of artificial intelligence, suggesting that our metaphors for AI are flawed and may be harming our relationship with technology. The author, a parent, shares a story about their 2-year-old son who struggles to understand abstract concepts, illustrating the complexity of human thought. And then, seventh, from Screen Rant, Game of Thrones, Jorah the Andal officially available now. Jorah Mormont finally gets his own official figure, and it's already out on shelves. The new Jorah the Andal model captures his rugged look, tattered fur cloak, scarred face, and that unmistakable loyal stare, so fans can finally add the seasoned knight to their collection. The sculpt is a bit larger than the typical action figure, standing just over 6 inches tall, and it comes with a detachable sword, a small shield, and a removable leather strap that lets you pose him in his classic defensive stance. The paintwork is surprisingly detailed. You can see the weathered leather and the faint hint of his beard's gray, which makes it feel more like a tribute than a generic merch drop. It's being sold through the official HBO shop and a handful of specialty retailers, priced at around $45. Early reviews are positive. Collectors appreciate the quality, and even casual fans are excited to see Jorah finally get the spotlight he deserves after years of supporting roles. If you've been waiting for something to honor Jorah's loyalty and gritty backstory, this is the moment. Grab one while it lasts. The limited run is expected to sell out quickly, especially with the upcoming Winter is Coming anniversary events. Next, 8th, from Bloomberg Markets. Software stocks in India, set to beat global chip makers by record. India's software stocks are set for their biggest monthly outperformance over global chip makers, signaling investors are moving out of the artificial intelligence trade and into beaten-down information technology names. Up next, 9th, from Android Police. Samsung may finally fix the Galaxy S Ultra's biggest weakness. Despite major advancements in battery technology, Samsung has stuck to using the same 5,000mAh cell on its flagship phones since the 2020 Galaxy S20 Ultra. However, it appears that after 6 long years, the company is finally ready to make amends and use a larger battery on its 2027 flagship, the Galaxy S27 Ultra. And then, 10th, from Fast Company. How wildflowering at work could lead to promotions. You might have heard the term wildflowering in the dating world. According to a piece in Psychology Today, it means allowing a relationship to either wilt or bloom completely organically without enforcing any particular timelines, labels, or expectations. In other words, it's the idea of letting relationships unfold instead of trying to force them. According to Macare Montini, VP of People and Culture at the HR platform HiBob, it's also how careers should work in the AI era. Artificial intelligence is reshaping jobs faster than organizations can redesign careers. That's the day. Back at the desk tomorrow. What to watch is in your subscribe link. Want this every morning? It's free. Set up your own feed at storyflow.com.